This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right. He is top 53 west of the Mississippi in picking first-round leaders on the PGA Tour.
It's unbelievable.
He is a superfecta horse racing hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Clunky, but you get what I'm saying.
I see where you're going with that.
And he is a sprint tri Clydesdale.
Now, before we get into this hot Stockwatch, can I ask a question? Because I've been noodling with this whole...
You're blown away by it, aren't you?
Yeah, this Clydesdale thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever swam 800 meters?
All the time.
All the time?
Yeah.
Have you ridden a bike 13 miles?
No. Well, I mean, I have, but not recently.
And have you run a 5K?
Yes, recently, a few times.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the only one
I've been sending Rop my mapped updates.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Okay. Do you have a bicycle?
Yes.
He stole
it. It's not my bicycle. I'll be borrowing a bicycle.
Okay.
Unless you have a bicycle you want to give me that's better.
You can ride mine if you want.
Well, I mean, I don't think anyone should trust me with your nice bike, but...
Oh, you're... Like, what are you going to...
I don't know.
He's going to try to ride it in the water.
Yeah, that's right.
If you wanted a nice bike to ride in your...
I think I have one that's gonna do the trick. It's got the little... not racing.
Pedals.
It's got a little handlebar set up. No, it's
on.
Got the air handlebars, the better for...
You don't need that for 13 miles.
Okay, I don't think so either. They already got them on there.
Right. He has a cycling coach already.
I have a consultant.
Do you really?
Yes.
No, it's just this guy Joe who texted into the show has been offering me tips. He's
one of our listeners.
Nice. He's great.
Helping him out.
All right.
Fellow Clyde.
I can't wait. I'm going. When and where?
Bend, Father's Day weekend.
All right, I'm not going.
June 14th.
I was like, if that's around Portland, I'll show up to that. But I just want to see Buck in a wetsuit.
Yeah.
He's going to wear a Speedo, he told me.
I would hope so.
No.
All right, you're up.
All right. Well, today... Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's for you.
Wonderful.
Rich guy.
Today, at the Spurs facility, they had the official passing of the torch.
Oh, it was awkward.
From Greg Popovich to... Yeah. Mitch Johnson. Here is, albeit a short clip, of what Popovich had to say when they took off his windbreaker.
I'm no longer a coach. I'm El Jefe.
He's no longer coach. He's El Jefe. Buy or sell, this is the right move for the Spurs and for Popovich.
Yes. He cannot handle the day-to-day operations. He's been the coach for like 20.
Oh, I mean moving into the president
role.
Yeah,
I disagree. I don't think it is at all. I was alarmed by, look, he had a stroke, right?
Yes.
And then he had another incident at a restaurant.
Yeah. Far be it for us to judge what his future health is going to be but it's like, does this guy need basketball anymore?
No. Well, they promoted him to president of basketball ops.
I know. And he's going around and doing bits and t-shirts and windbreakers.
So if you don't know, El Jefe means the boss.
The boss.
So he, I was alarmed by how... God, how do I put it nicely? Like
he just doesn't look good.
He looks he had to hold on to Ginobili to move around. He looks he's old.
He's physically unstable. Looks like he's off balance.
He's just old. Just it's enough.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's just a position where it's like he's not really going to do much.
Can I tell you that was kind of what
like a celebratory
I'm under the impression that he this has to be somewhat of a ceremonial position, right? Like and maybe everything is, maybe the faculties are all there. He just physically has a hard time getting around, and then you can do it from your office. And
well, you could ask him questions like, hey, Pop, what do you think of this guy? Yeah. Watch this film. Or, but he's not like.
Look, the right move is for him to not be the coach, and you can't wait for him to get better because I hate to tell you this, but at 76, soon to be 77 years old, you don't really get better after this. You hang on until it's over. So I guess I can see both ways, but yes, maybe this is the wrong move if you are putting him in charge of the entire organization.
Yeah, I agree. Wrong move. Bad move.
Well, let's move on. Oh, are we
well,
good?
I don't think he's really going to be in charge.
And that's my thing, is if he is just kind of a consultant guy, but there's other people there, then yes, it's the right move.
He's like Bert Cold.
I love the figurehead idea, but like they said president of basketball operations. That sounds like day-to-day work.
I hope not.
Let's move over to the NFL and former Oregon Duck Dylan Gabriel, who was drafted 94th overall. And much like Sook's future daughter-in-law might be able to talk to birds.
Oh, no.
This is where all the boys would get together, at least in the neighborhood. Wanted to talk story or hang out. Check out the view.
What?
That bird back there.
What are they saying?
Cleveland Browns, 94, that's what he said. Cleveland Browns.
With the 94th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Dylan Gabriel.
Let's go. Oh my God.
Hey man, how we doing?
Amazing now.
We're pumped for you, we're pumped for your family.
Buy or sell Dylan Gabriel. Hell? Yeah, that was a day before. The
Can
draft.
You explain that? He's doing a feature. Somebody's like
he's doing
around.
Bird calls, and then they said, "What'd that bird say?" And he said, "It says Cleveland Browns."
This is the day before the
day before he got picked. Said Cleveland Browns, number 94, and then it happened.
Wow!
Yeah. So
let's do that.
Buy or sell clairvoyant birds. Buy or sell Dylan Gabriel can talk to him.
What?
I don't know.
Wait, I buy it.
It was mostly just an excuse to play the audio.
It's a hell of a clip.
Yeah,
I hadn't heard that.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he can. Obviously, the bird told him it was going to be the Browns. How else would he know that?
Is there a bird telling Buck where to place these bets?
Maybe.
Are we discovering something right now?
Well, I am staying at my mom's house right now, and there's a woodpecker hammering at the side of the house that we're sleeping on, and it's not great. So
no good.
I'll be talking to that bird.
Well, it's a hell of a thing when Dylan Gabriel predicts getting drafted by the Browns.
What do you do about a woodpecker? I mean, you don't want to, like...
That's a whole other conversation, but one of the things they suggest is the, like, hypersonic type deal, but apparently that's not... that doesn't work for dogs, which they have.
So you don't want to know how I handle birds.
Just shoot them?
Say you don't want to
know? Gonna blow some ducks?
Look, if there's an animal destroying your property...
Gonna go blow some ducks?
You know, what do you do?
Well, I would look for a more humane approach.
Such as what?
Because I think woodpeckers are cool.
Well, what do you...
I just need it to go peck other
wood. You're going to go rehome it?
How exactly do you do? Are you going to get up there and catch it with your bare hands?
Find
are you
going to
catfish noodle?
I just asked that question. How do you handle the pecker?
Well, every now and then
Don't clip that.
Well, just...
We good on that one?
That's how I handle... Look, you come into my yard. Just know. There's certain rules that you must abide by, and if you don't, there's penalties.
Because this is what I was thinking about while I was holding my pecker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go to the baseball diamond where Keith Hernandez had an interesting interpretation over the weekend.
And this is a perfect bunt. This is shades of Bud Harrelson, who was a terrific, I know you're not supposed to say it, but they call it a different term, but in our day it was a drag bunt. and he did nothing you can do. He did everything right.
Wait, that's not what I expected.
Buy or sell, we're not allowed to say drag
what?
Butt.
Why can't we say drag
butt? I don't know. Is he confused? I don't think he's doing bits.
Is he getting raked over the coals for that?
Well, I think, but I don't think drag bunt comes from that term, does it?
I wouldn't think so.
It comes from the action of like dragging your foot out of the box.
Yes.
Yeah. So what does he do?
The drag bunt is performed while the batter is moving towards first base.
Yeah. Well, so buy or sell, Keith Hernandez even knows what a drag bunt is.
I think he just thought that when
it sounds like he thinks it's un-PC to say that.
He's trying. He's going a little. Look, I think it is hard for Keith Hernandez to be PC, and so I'm guessing that he, because knowing what I know of him, I'm guessing that he has a hard time, so he thinks everything is going to be...
I watch a lot of Mets games.
Criticized.
And Keith Hernandez does... he's just an old school guy. Keith Hernandez is a man's man, and occasionally Keith gets, he gets a little blue.
So he's just being extra cautious?
I think someone has told Keith that he needs to mind his P's and Q's, and Pete, in his mind, heard the term drag and was like, oh, boy, I can't.
That's trouble.
That's trouble. You know, sometimes words have double meaning, and yeah, that's...
Yeah,
it's okay, Keith. You can
say
drag
bunt. So we can say drag bunt?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good.
I interpret that as him trying to be overly cautious because he's gotten in trouble before.
Sure.
And so he's like, oh, drag, better not say that.
Yeah.
See the libs, the damn libs, the woke, the mob. This is what they do to you.
For him. That's what he thinks.
They get up in your kitchen like that.
What different term is it? Like, by the way, it's still a drag. Like, what do they call
it
now?
Of course, it is a drag bunt. He said it like he wasn't sure he could say it.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I don't take my social cues from Keith Hernandez.
Look, I love Keith Hernandez. That's all. He can say whatever he wants. Keith Hernandez is a freaking legend.
Well, Bill Belichick was in the headlines plenty when Suk was gone. He made it up onto SNL this weekend. Here's what that sounded like.
Sir, this order will make it socially acceptable for a man in his 70s to date a 24-year-old.
That's right. We're calling it the Belichick Law. We're going to make girlfriends young again, okay? Old men can now date far younger women. We like that. It's hot. But in reverse, it's quite disgusting, right? Very Dateline, you know? Did you see Belichick's girlfriend? She's pretty hot, right?
Yes. She is a beautiful creature.
God, you're creepy. This is why we don't hang out outside of work.
So Bill Belichick is reportedly hired outside PR help. Buy or sell that we will not hear from Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson until the start of the football season.
I think that they're going to go under. They're going to go undercover for a bit. Yes,
somebody got to him.
Yeah. Well, that interview was a disaster, and then everyone started talking about it. That there were internal problems at North Carolina. That it was becoming a concern. And look, she knows she's in this for you know the gravy train and to keep things moving. She knows that she may have overplayed her hand a little bit, so she'll
The fact that they'll slump away for a bit.
Yeah, they'll slump away, and then she'll continue to pull the strings. Look, Bill's not kicking her to the curb. Bill's not getting another one of these, you know, unless he pays for her, which he's probably doing on this one. But, and then it look weird. Like, she knows. Keep quiet for a little bit, reemerge once the season starts. So, yeah, they're going to They're going to sit the next couple plays out and then she'll come back.
I got to be honest with you. I have a hot take.
Take it.
He might punt on her.
No.
You heard it here first.
Zero chance.
I think she's got something on him.
Dude, yeah. She's got
Buck thinks she's black.
She's got something on him, and it's called those two, you know, those two things on his face.
Oh, there's a lot of those things you can put on your face.
See, but here's the thing. When you're Bill, look, chances are
he can get anything. He can, well,
no,
not anything.
No.
He's 73.
He's 73.
But he can get a young hot.
Yeah, you pay for it, and he's probably paying for this one, but the fact that
well, he can get one that's a lot less problem. I'll tell you that. Dude, if he starts getting pissed off about all this stuff,
yeah.
he could easily dump her. He knows why she's in this.
Not talking about this.
I'm telling you, dude. I think you're putting you're giving Bill way too much credit. Bill's never gone down these roads before, and Bill's not certain if he can get another one.
When they bust up, so let's give this until September, before the season. If they break up, I want the recognition. I want the love.
This ain't going
the
anywhere.
Accolades.
By the way,
the
did
glory.
Did you see the previous boyfriend was a 64-year-old guy too?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, her ex was like a 64-year-old finance bro. So apparently Jordan has a type.
This is what I'm saying.
And it's old, saggy, and rich.
Like, she's not even shy about it. Like
no.
She's just this is her bit. And I think Bill is finally going to go, dude. F that. I need someone in the I need a 24-year-old hot in the shadows, not you.
I just saw that the ex was coming out and was like making the rounds defending her and being like, I'm tired of people calling her a gold digger. She's wise beyond her years. You're like, what?
Yeah, and she chose you for your face and muscles too.
Exactly.
She's very ambitious.
She apparently has convinced these old men
well,
she's
look,
in it for the
that's
right
not
reasons.
Hard to do.
Yeah, probably.
It's the
not.
Power of the you know what.
Yeah.
But
all I know
she's
is
she's overstepping her bounds. And listen, it all tracks with what you just said. Like, they're already taking a step back here.
Yeah.
And you know that's because Bill's a little pissed off about all this. This is not good for Bill.
I just think people have gotten in Bill's ear and be like, Bill, dude, just let's tone it down just a little bit, bud. Just be quiet. Bill's like, have you seen her? He's like, I know. Just.
It's already been addressed.
Tap it down.
By the way, now the latest thing on her, because everybody's digging up all her stuff now.
Yeah.
Is she forced her way onto that Dunkin' Donuts ad.
Yeah.
She wasn't supposed to be in that.
No.
And then she just...
Oh, she's a ladder climber.
Suddenly was in it.
She knows what she's doing.
And she has like an $8 million real estate portfolio now.
Yeah, I wonder why. Look, something... If they met on a sugar daddy website, that would be the... Because like now all of a sudden they're like, oh, I don't want to talk about how we met. And they met supposedly on an airplane or whatever. Something tells me they met on a website.
All right. That is Stockwatch, brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is coming up next. Bodies everywhere. Here's Buck.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.